This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Have you ever hit a crisis in your life? Like, let's say, in your family or your personal life, or maybe even your relational life? I'm just curious, are you in the midst of one now? As you and I age together, one of the facts of life is that we will encounter crisis in our lives. Our bodies, unfortunately, will deteriorate. Health issues will arise. We have our children and maybe the people in our lives who intersect with ours. They will not always be agreeable to what we think. They may even hurt us or maybe even sin against us. So we have crisis in our lives, and it enters in our lives in many different ways and in many different forms. And so the question is, what do we do with that? And how do we respond? Is there something more to all of this that we can actually hold on to and cling to? What I'd like to do today is I'd like to share a story from my own life that I hope encourages and blesses you to continue on in the work that you're doing. Now, I know that you as listeners can't see me, but if I were to ask you to guess my age, I'm just curious, what would you guess? Of course, it'd be better if you could see me, because then you could really guess. People tend to underestimate my age and think that I'm younger than I am. I don't think I'm that old. I'm actually somewhere in my mid-40s. So you can figure out your own definition of what you call mid. You can stretch it a bit on the younger end if you like, which is what I like to do, or on the older end if you like, or you could actually pick the middle. Whatever the case is, I'll leave it to your imagination. I'm in my mid-40s. And so I consider myself fairly young. And the story that I want to share with you actually occurred just a few years ago, when we were in our early 40s. And so it all started with me finding a white hair on my head. And I know for some of you, maybe you have a lot of white hair on your head, but for me, to find one was actually quite shocking. And usually I'm used to finding it on someone else's head, namely my husband's, but in this case, it was on my own. So I shared this news with my husband, and as a wise man, he had no comment. Good thing. I shared the same news with my two boys, and my youngest son's comment was, "Oh, Mom, you're not that old," which I was really quite grateful for. He's very sweet to me. And my older son, it caused him to have a comment about someone at church. I'll change her name, not that you would know who she is. And his comment was, "Gosh, Sally is old, and she still doesn't have white hair. How does she do that?" And so I had to let my son in on a little secret called dye. You dye your hair. And he just thought that was incredible, and he was so shocked. And his response was, "But Mom, isn't that deceptive?" Yes, definitely. It's very deceptive. But the good thing is that it's a benign receptive. Well, in January of that same year, my husband discovered that he had cancer, and it was not a benign cancer. And it was clearly, definitely a very aggressive and a very rare form of cancer. We were meeting with our oncologist for the first time, and the doctor asked my husband, "How are you feeling?" And my husband's response was, "I feel fine." And to which I said, "That's the deceptive part." Because even though my husband feels fine, he really isn't fine. He has cancer, and it was not a good thing. So what did this mean for our life, for our career? It was quite shocking at the time. We had no idea that this would come at such an early age. As all of this drama of cancer was, and actually still is, unfolding in our lives, it's only been about 2 years since that time. I remember thinking to myself, that bunny, we have this a real pet, and who's a rabbit, and our bunny's name is Bunny. I remember thinking to myself that Bunny really could care less that my husband had cancer. She still needed to be fed. She still needed to be let loose to romp around in our yard, and she still pooped an incredible amount, and she was still living life. What this made me realize was that we all have our own little story or drama of life. Everybody does, including Bunny. We're all living in our own little world and our own little kind of microcosms. And yet, there's something that's a different spirit that's been placed in you and I, in each of us, that is a little bit different than Bunny. Unlike Bunny, we want our life to mean something in the end. There's a sense that we've been designed for something different than Bunny was. And so the question is, will my husband's cancer in any way affect our ability to live lives of significance and worth? And this caused me to question that. Is that still possible, and what will happen? Well, my older son, I love the way that he reads a book. When he reads a book, he takes the last page and he reads that first, because then he'll know the answer. He'll know the ending to the book. If only I knew how this cancer thing will end, then perhaps I could have a clue as to where to go from there. Even better, I wish I could actually handle my life the way that my younger son reads books. I like the way he does it. He'll start a book, decide he doesn't like it, and then pick up a new one. He'll go through this process 4 or 5 times before settling on a book. I wish that I could do it that way, and that I could choose my life in that manner. That way I could trade in my current story for a better one. Ultimately, I cannot determine nor control nor trade nor write the ending to our own story. However, there is a larger story unfolding that my husband and I can let our lives unfold into, something that will continue on and something that will last, something that will matter. This whole issue of cancer reminds me daily that there's a larger cosmic battle going on around us. Satan wants to deceive me into thinking that I should be afraid. I should hold back on life a bit. What if something happens? Don't do anything radical or unsafe because it might make his cancer worse. Satan is trying to raise doubt. If God is really in control and if God is really good, then why would he let this cancer exist? His goal is to snuff us out and make our family ineffective. However, what Satan cannot control is our ability to tell the story that God is still good. He is still Lord, and he is still in control. In particular, we have an even larger body that cannot be silenced nor stopped, called the church. She's been proclaiming the same message for thousands of years. In Ephesians 3, 9 to 10, it says, "To make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms." This is the mystery, one of those great stories that David and I and all of us get to be a part of, to make known God's wisdom to all the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. It's a part of what your story, as you minister and work among the nations, is all about. You have enfolded your life into this larger story and this larger unfolding of history and a drama that will one day come to a close. Our little insignificant life can wither away in an instant, but if we enfold our lives into something greater than ourselves, then history will tell the consistent story that there is a God who does love us, who can redeem us, who can save us, who can heal us, and who gives us life in full, even if we have cancer. This is what we hope to be a part of. Wherever the Lord leads you and whatever happens to you personally, remember that your life is a living testimony and you are part of a larger story that is unfolding. Sometimes I know that I tend to think microscopically, as though everything around me hinges upon me. Be careful not to fall into this trap, because this will disable and hinder you, and it will also disable and hinder the people to whom you were sent. Remember again, God is the constant factor, and he is the one that brings to completion what is needed. The Holy Spirit that was given to you when you accepted Christ is that same Holy Spirit that has also been given to the nationals around you, who have also committed to follow Christ. We need to trust and allow that the Lord, who is at work in history, will continue that great work that he's been doing through your lives and through mine. Through unfortunate circumstances, fortunate, blessed, or not blessed, it doesn't matter. But there's this larger story that's unfolding. And I would encourage you to keep this in mind. Whatever is coming your way, whatever crisis or whatever circumstance, hold on to the Lord, because he is the one that's going to write that larger story, and you get to be a part of it. I hope that you have a wonderful, blessed day, and that the Lord just blesses and increases your ministry, in order that he receives the glory and the honor and the praise. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, we exalt you. We recognize your name. We recognize that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to you. And I pray for those that are listening to this broadcast that you would encourage their lives today to remind them that history will tell the consistent story that there is a God who loves us, who redeems us, who can save us, who can heal us, and who gives us life in full, regardless of our circumstances. So would you allow these workers that are in other countries to be renewed by your Spirit today, to be encouraged, to be blessed, to have a hope, and to live lives that are full of joy in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for coming to earth, for showing us a taste of who you are. And we pray that you would continue, and we know that you're going to continue bringing this history to a close. We pray all this in the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.